This week on Raiders All Access, we relive the Raiders' big road win in the dog pound.
Raider Nation, baby. Work hard, make plays. Hashtag 18 years.
Can the Raiders make it two in a row on the road?
We write each chapter each week.
Plus, linebacker Malcolm Smith goes beast mode on Sunday. That and more as we look at the week that was on Raiders All Access starting right now. Woo!
Got a lot of firsts going on for your first road win.
Oh, hey! Yeah! Yeah!
This is truly for us, man. This is just the beginning of some great things on the road for us. All right, good job. Here we go. Bring it up.
Yeah. It was a great sight for Raiders fans seeing the silver and black celebrate in the locker room after a big win in Cleveland. But in typical Jack Del Rio fashion, they are already looking ahead to week four and putting together back-to-back wins for the first time since 2011. When you look at John Fox, and before we get to the joke that you made about wanting to wrestle him.
That wasn't a joke.
Oh, so you do want to wrestle John Fox at the 50. Is that going to be the pregame? It's not even going to be a
Foxy
handshake. It's
going to
be
50.
A takedown?
That's right, before the game.
Is this WWE style, or is this a serious wrestling match between the two of you?
Oh, yeah, come on. WWE is serious stuff.
But looking at him and just his coaching style and what he's been through this season, he's your competitor, and you do want to take him down in more ways than one, but you also have to feel for him a little bit.
No. Well, I don't feel for him at all. I understand where he is. I understand his mentality. He's preparing that football team, and much like I would and will. You get ready every week. You know, we're three games into a season, and people want to paint these – horrific pictures if it's not gone well, or they want to heap a bunch of praise on you if it has. And it doesn't matter. If for us, it's one game at a time, one week at a time. I know it's cliche, but it's cliche because it's true.
It was a treat for us on Sunday as linebacker Malcolm Smith was mic'd up. And we mic him up again this week. Ask him the tough questions like, which Raider has the best moves on the dance floor? Okay, so best dancer on the team. I know that we've seen some sack dances lately. Who would you say is the best skill?
We have a lot. This is the most dancing team I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, in the history. I'd have to say either DJ Hayden or Ray Ray Armstrong.
Your first job ever?
Christmas tree salesman.
That's impressive. Frosting. So what is your ideal tree?
I'd say a 7 to 8 foot noble fir, frosted.
Your favorite athlete or celebrity growing up?
Barry Sanders. I always thought I was going to be a running back. I always thought I was going to be like Barry Sanders. I guess I outgrew him, and his skills are just kind of another level.
Let's go! Let's go! Yeah! Ooh!
Ooh! In case you haven't heard, this Amari Cooper guy is for real. Case in point, Amari made an appearance on NFL Network's Total Access this week. And as always, Amari remained focused and humble.
Amari, the last rookie wide receiver to have 200-yard games in the month of September was DeSean Jackson. The last Raider to have back-to-back 100-yard games was Randy Moss.
So you're like 10 years ago.
You're already being mentioned with some really great receivers. How do you remain humble within all this?
Well, personally, I really don't feel like I've done much yet. So I guess that's a way that I can stay humble. I don't feel like I've done much.
Amari was busy both on and off the field as part of Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month. He and some of his fellow rookies took some time out this week to visit the UCSF Children's Hospital in Oakland, California. Joining me now, the host of the official Raiders podcast, which you can find weekly on Raiders.com or iTunes, JT the Brick. JT, the streak is finally over. Before we go ahead, look ahead to week four action. Let's go back to week three. What stood out to you the most?
Well, the young players, the explosive offense, Nicole, to see Derek Carr throw for 314 yards, two touchdowns. We talked last week about Latavius Murray, 139 yards on the ground. Amari Cooper, another 8 receptions, over 100 yards. The core three of the Raiders, the young, explosive offensive players, had a day for the ages. Everybody's talking about it now, from the local media in the Bay Area to the national media. Those guys have arrived, and I hope they can build on this positive momentum.
Speaking of age, 38 years old, Charles Woodson comes up clutch from 7 yards out, makes a play like he was a rookie all over again. How nice is it? You've seen him over the years progress, but to have Charles Woodson, who turns 39 in a week or so here, make that play, seal that victory.
It was unbelievable that Charles Woodson made that play. It's expected from C. Wood after this unbelievable future Hall of Fame career. And I was surprised that Cleveland didn't go to attack the end zone earlier in the fourth quarter.
Well, and obviously trying to figure out the signal caller situation. You have Jay Cutler back at practice. When you're preparing for both of those, what are the Raiders looking at?
But if Jay Cutler is able to play in this game, he gives the Raiders a difficult look on defense. He can make every throw. He's got a big arm, and he likes to throw deep, and he's going to try to exploit the Raiders' secondary, and especially the youth at the quarterback position.
There's a lot of threats on the field, no matter who the signal caller is in the Windy City. All right, it's that time for Brick's pick. Last week, you said it was Latavius Murray. He stepped up. Who's going to be the key to a win this week?
I got it for you this week, Nicole. It's going to be Marcel Reese. I believe that the Raiders need to do a better job when it comes to executing the screen pass, especially when teams are blitzing the Raiders and Carr is looking downfield to Crabtree and especially Amari Cooper. I think that Marcel Reese out of the backfield, remember that explosive play he had last week, which was critical against the Browns. I think Marcel's going to step up and have a big game catching the ball out of the backfield.
Look like coming in a hostile environment when it's only you and your brothers. Everybody's against us, but all we need is each other. We all we got.
Let's go out here and run the business. As a team, learn how to win on the road.
Just compete, man. Compete. Great resolve. Let's go. Let's get this thing done.
Let's go!